presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
It's a plane!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with physical abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he had recovered Professor Thorpe's $2 million gold treasure from Pete Escobar, a half-breed desperado, and at the same time as Superman had rescued young Jimmy Olsen, Daily Planet copy boy, from death in an earthquake-shattered cave. As our story continues today, Professor Thorpe's ship, the Juanita, is being made ready for a trip back to the United States. While waiting for food and water to be loaded aboard, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen are strolling along the sandy shore of Manao Harbor, engaged in a serious conversation. Listen.
Go on with your story, Jimmy.
You won't believe it anyway.
No, I can't believe it or disbelieve it until I hear it. What happened after Escobar left you locked in that dungeon in the cave?
Well, I yelled myself hoarse and banged on the door until my hands hurt. It didn't do any good.
Uh-huh.
And the stone walls began to shake, and I thought sure I was a goner. Honest, those walls were shaking like they were made of paper.
Well, the earthquake did that.
Well, whatever it was, I was plenty scared. Then, right in the middle of everything, I heard someone shouting for me. Well, I thought it was you, but the next minute the door came crashing in and
what, Jimmy?
You won't believe me. I know it sounds crazy, but it was him, all right.
Who, Jimmy?
Superman.
What?
I swear it was, Mr. Kent. He was wearing his blue costume and his red cape, and you could see his muzzle bulging out. See, he was swell.
Well, what did he do, Jimmy?
Well, he told me to run up the tunnel while he picked up all that gold and followed me. She was just out just in time. That whole cave went flat as a pancake.
Ah, I'd say you were pretty lucky.
Yeah, you bet. You know what he told me?
No, what?
Guess this'll sound silly, too, but Superman said someday I'll find out who he really is. You know, Mr. Kent, he doesn't always go around in that blue costume and red cape. Sometimes he dresses just like you and me. That's his disguise.
Well, I guess that means the Juanita's all loaded, Jimmy. We'd better get back.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. That's swimming on top of the water.
Huh? Oh, it looks like a small turtle.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, can I catch it and take it back home with me? I'll bet none of the kids in my block ever saw a turtle. It'll live, won't it?
I guess so. Here, I'll bring it in closer with a stick.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Right there. Grab it, Jimmy, before it gets away.
I got it.
Okay.
Gosh, it's a funny-looking thing. Pulls its head in the minute you touch it. Hey, the top shell. It's like stone.
Yes, turtle shells are very hard. See the markings on it?
Mm.
They form a design.
Hey, this one's got a lot of scratches on a shell. Look.
Huh, that's funny. Let me see that turtle, Jimmy.
What's the matter?
Well, these scratches, they look like they were done with a knife or a sharp stone.
Why would anyone want to carve up the shell of a turtle?
I don't know. But look at this. Isn't it a perfect letter H?
Yeah. There's an E next to it. It's an L. This is a P.
Yes, and what does that spell?
H-E-L. It spells help.
Exactly.
Oh, gee, the Juanita's blowing for us. Come on, let's hurry.
Oh, she'll have to wait now. This is getting interesting.
Huh?
There's some more scratches above the word help. See them?
Mm-hmm. Hey, they make words.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Now, let's see. This might be a D, an E, A, another D.
That spells dead.
Yeah, and then there's M, A, N. What does this look like?
S.
Yeah, you're right. M-A-N-S, man.
What? Dead man's what?
Now, wait, there's more. I-S-L.
I-S-L, that doesn't spell anything.
Oh, yes, it does. It's an abbreviation for island.
What?
Jimmy, we stumbled on something. There's a message scratched in the back of this turtle, a message that reads, Dead Man's Island, help.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Well, it's simple enough. Someone is on Dead Man's Island and needs help.
But where is Dead Man's Island?
Oh, I don't know, but it must be around here someplace. Turtles don't travel far.
See, the Juanita will leave without us, Mr. Kent. We'd better hurry.
I'm not going back on the Juanita, Jimmy.
What?
No, I'll put you on board, say goodbye to Professor Thorpe, and pay a visit to Dead Man's Island. There may be a swell story behind this plea for help. Someone is evidently in trouble.
Well, I want to stay with you, Mr.
No,
Kent.
No, Jimmy, you go back to the Juanita. This may be dangerous.
But I found the turtle. Oh, please take me along, please, Mr. Kent.
Oh, all right. Suppose I'm making a mistake again, but I don't keep you with me. The chances are you'll get into more trouble.
Oh, gee, you're swell. Honest, you are.
All right, come on. I'll have to tell Professor Thorpe that Editor White cabled us to stay here in Manao until further notice. Now you hide that turtle and let me do all the talking.
Boy, looks like it's going to be plenty exciting. No, Mr. Kent, I don't believe Professor Thorpe believed that story about the cable.
Well, it doesn't matter much now. He's on his way to the United States, and we're on our way to Dead Man's Island.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this old chub of a boat will hold out until we get there?
Well, I hope so. It's a long swim back to Manao. 20 miles.
Mm. Couldn't you get a better boat?
No, not a chance. Tried to hire a fishing boat to take us over, but the minute I mentioned Dead Man's Island, they all turned me down at any price.
The owners of the boat?
Yep. Refused to go anywhere near Dead Man's Island.
But why? What are they afraid of?
Well, I finally got the story out of one old fisherman who spoke fairly good English. It seems there's a curse on Dead Man's Island. Any boat that goes within 500 yards of it smashes up on the rocks. The water around the island is called the Sailor's Graveyard because so many men have lost their lives there.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, aren't we taking an awful chance?
Oh, I don't believe the story. Just native superstition. Certainly there can't be any curse on the island. That's nonsense.
Yeah, but what about the rocks?
Well, I checked that on a geodetic chart. There is a reef of rocks extending from the north end of the island. They can be avoided. All the rest of the water around the island is deep and clear.
I don't understand it.
No, neither do I. But we'll find out soon enough. I was lucky to be able to buy this old tub for $50. What's that crawling around in the bottom of the boat?
Oh, the turtle. I brought him along for good luck.
Motor stopped. Well, that's what you call good luck. I'd rather not have any of it.
Well, it wasn't the turtle's fault.
Of course not, Jimmy. I was just kidding. Now, let's see if we can get this motor started again.
Jesus, suppose it won't start.
Oh, it's got to start. She's choked up. I'll have to wait a few minutes.
Hey, Mr. Kent, is that the island over there? Dead Man's Island?
Yeah, looks like it. See the rocks sticking up out of the water at the far end?
Yeah, I see them.
We'll give them a wide berth just to play safe.
It doesn't seem like anyone lives on the island. It looks deserted.
Well, maybe it is. Can't tell what's behind those trees in the center. You're not afraid, are you, Jimmy?
Afraid? Me?
Yeah.
Why should I be afraid?
Well, you shouldn't be, but you look a little pale.
Me? Pale? Oh, I don't know why.
Forget it. Let's start the motor again. Here, you hold the gas bottle open, will you?
All right. He's running.
Yep. Now you tell your turtle to keep his good luck to himself.
Look, glad that motor set it up again. It's getting dark.
We'll be on the island in 15 minutes.
Well, what do you do if you find the island deserted?
Oh, we'll spend the night on the beach and go back to Manao in the morning. But I don't think it's deserted, Jimmy.
You think there are people on it?
I'm pretty sure of it. Someone scratched that message for help on the turtle's back. Someone who had no other contact with the outside world. Well, there's no sense guessing about it. We'll find out very shortly.
Hey, Mr. Kent, I thought you said you were going to steer clear of those rocks. We headed right for them.
What? Hey, Scott, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny. You're
still headed for the rocks.
I know, but the rudder won't respond. Something's wrong.
What do we do?
Quick, throw that switch, Jimmy. Shut the motor off.
Right?
That
doesn't help. We're going just as fast, straight for the wreck.
You must be caught in a riptide.
Mr. Kent, what do we do?
Take it easy, Jimmy, now. You can swim, can't you?
A little.
Don't get excited. Just keep your head. We're close to shore. Nothing serious can happen.
We're going fast, and we're going to hit the rock.
Jump, Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy, where are you? Disappeared. No, there he is. Sinking under the water. Must have struck his head or fainted.
This is where Superman takes over. Got him. Poor kid. Limp as a rag. He'll be all right once I get him to shore. Funny. Doesn't seem to be any tide here. Certainly not enough to drive that boat on the rocks. Something queer about that. Something I don't understand. Well, we'll see. Shallow enough to walk here. Oh, Jimmy's coming too. I'll just stretch him out here on the beach.
Rocks. We're going on the rocks.
It's all right, Jimmy.
The rocks will let us out.
All right, Jimmy. This is Clark Kent. Huh? Wake up, boy.
Oh, where am I?
You're safe and sound on the beach.
Yeah, but we crashed on the rocks.
Yes, but you were thrown free. Just take it easy, Jimmy.
What happened, Mr. Kent? Why did the boat go on the rocks?
I don't know, Jim. I was wrong about being caught in a riptide. There wasn't any tide at all.
Hmm?
And yet nothing could have stopped that boat.
Maybe that's how all the other boats went on the rocks. Maybe there is a curse on the island.
Well, just as soon as you're strong enough to walk, we'll investigate.
All right, now.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. See, I can stand up.
Good boy. All right, we'll go through these woods and see what's in the center of this island. Stick close to me now.
Don't worry, I will.
That's the stuff. Here we go.
Right.
Seems to be a path through the woods.
Yeah.
That means someone's on this island. Huh, see those footprints in the earth?
Yeah, I see them.
Yeah, they're fresh, too. Keep a sharp watch, Jimmy.
Hey, how are we going to get off the island without a boat?
Well, never mind that now. We'll manage somehow. Come on, follow me. Path's getting narrower.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Jimmy.
Huh?
Hear that?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. There it is again. Crouch down behind that bush, Jimmy. Hey. Don't move.
What can it be?
We'll find out soon enough. Seems to be coming closer and closer.
What deep, dark mystery hangs over Dead Man's Island? A mystery that drives boats on the jagged rocks and brings weird, unearthly sounds out of the gathering dusk. How will Superman solve it? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.